Welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
Today is Wednesday, April 29th, also known as Survivor Night.
We're
recording this a little earlier than usual. I'm very excited for Survivor. How about you?
Yeah, pumped up.
I can't remember what happened last time, but... Oh, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes feel like, what if, you know, someone's not caught up and they're listening and I can't spoil it, but I really want
to
spoil
it. Yeah, well, it is tough because, like, I am used to just watching, like I watched Outer Banks in...
I heard you finished.
Yeah, finished. Watched it in 3 days.
Yeah,
so, like, you're watching, you know, in Survivor, it's like, you have to
They're
wait
probably
the going to
do another season of Outer Banks. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was good. It was like, you know.
It was a little weird because they have like 27-year-olds playing 16-year-olds.
Yeah, I was like, they're not that
like they're
young.
Supposed to be your age.
And also, like, not. I understood, I guess, whatever. We don't want to spoil that either because that is one that you probably do want to watch and haven't yet. So Let's just move on from that. So today for my research, for a little update, I went on thepublicsradio.org, which... I love the public radio, and I love, like, NPR, all of that. So, National Public Radio, it's interesting, because there's, like, I get confused with this, but, so, there's, like, Newport Public Radio, or not Newport, but, Rhode Island Public Radio, and then there's National Public Radio, but I always think they're the same thing, I don't know. But anyways, Gina Raimondo was actually on National Public Radio today because they were talking to her about how Rhode Island's, like, one of the best states for testing per capita, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just talking about that, which I think is kind of cool. But I just wanted to do, you know, some reports. So first of all, for the numbers, there have been 251 deaths associated with the coronavirus and 8,247 cases. So, obviously, both those numbers are very, like we were saying yesterday, they're staggering and it's very sad. But it is interesting to look at, and it is important to not forget, like, 8,247 cases. And so far, only 251 people have died. I shouldn't say only, because that is a lot, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, like, you should be worried and you should take the precautions because it is like it could be likely that you are one of those people who get it. But you should also keep in mind that, like, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then you're fine. You know what I mean? And if you get it, it's not like you're going to die. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Gina Raimondo said on Wednesday that she thinks we're probably at our peak right now. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
And the problem is we could stay right here for a month, 2 months. We have no idea. But the hope is that now things start to get better. But people are saying, you know, things won't ever get, like, back to normal or whatever until we can actually get a vaccine.
Yeah.
Because until then, it's still out there and there's no really stopping it, so. The Newport Folk and Jazz Festivals have been canceled, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think we all saw it coming, but just hearing it out loud is kind of sad because this was going to be my first year to go to the Newport Folk Festival, but oh well. Weddings of more than 100 people will not be allowed in Rhode Island until at least August.
Wow.
Which is interesting. And 100 sounds like a lot of people, but what I was thinking is, like, people might say, okay, your guest list is 100, so just bring it down to 90. But the problem is, if you're gonna, like, you either do, like, a small wedding with just family,
yeah,
or you postpone it, because you can't say to half of your friends, sorry guys, you don't make the 100 cut. You know what I mean? Like, it's either, like, sorry, we're just doing family, or it's, like, we are postponing the wedding. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because you can't invite half your friends.
Yeah.
And I can see how, like, with your friends, your husband's friends, your husband's parents' friends, like, you always have to do the parent, like, all these different people. It can get to 100, especially if you have a big family. So that is a huge bummer. And then they have started to, after researching, they have found that the Latino community seems to be... the most affected minority community in Rhode Island, which is interesting. But it is good that they're starting to figure out these things through research because then they can try to figure out how to make it so that those numbers hopefully can go down. And then I was sort of just looking around, and I found this article on today.com, and it was, I didn't really read through the whole thing, but it basically, the main point was, like, saying to seniors, you were, this is completely, changing points, by the way. I'm moving quickly.
And now for something completely different.
Yeah, something completely different, because we were planning on, maybe interviewing a senior today, on the podcast, but she hasn't gotten back to me because, I mean, it's my fault. I texted her, like, DM'd her 10 minutes before we were going on saying, are you free in 10 minutes? You know, we do things pretty last minute around here.
Oh yeah.
So if you ever, you know, get a DM saying like, ready in 5 minutes, you know, that's not unusual. But basically the article was saying like to the seniors, you were robbed, and, like, I'm not here to downplay that. And I think that that is interesting in the sense that I think, because this is such a terrible event in which so many people are suffering, and like there are so many quote unquote bigger problems, like than you know, you missing your graduation or whatever, a lot of people are downplaying the seniors missing the end of their year, and I'm sure you can sympathize with this because you are a senior. Mm-hmm. But I think it is important to remember that like this senior year is a big year, and graduation is something you think of, like, I feel like that's something you look to, like, your whole life.
Yeah, for sure.
And prom, although I've heard it's overrated, but I don't know, I've never been, so it's like, I can see how a lot of seniors are really sad right now, and that's okay. It's okay to be sad, and you don't have to feel guilty for feeling sad or whatever, because I think that it's just as important, obviously. Your problems are just as important as everyone else's. I'm going to check and see if Catherine has responded. No. Okay, so she's not on Instagram. And, you know, like I said before, not her fault, my fault. So we might not have an interview tonight, and that's totally fine. But just in case we do.
Yeah, well, like, so we're going to cut out like we usually do and then come back, and you're either going to be surprised with an interview or surprised with our voices.
With our voices.
So keeping you on your toes a little
bit. Yeah, oh my gosh, this is fun. You can like try to guess, did we get an interview, did we not? And if we didn't, you know, we can't get an interview every day, and if you think that you have someone in your life or yourself who's interesting to be interviewed, we're always looking for someone. So please let us know, and just keep in mind it might be very last minute. So all right, either cut to the interview or cut to the conclusion.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, bye. All right, welcome back. Still not sure if we're gonna have that interview there or not,
but we did, man, what a great interview.
Yeah, wow, that was a great interview. I'm really happy we got that perspective. It is bad. I say that after everyone, but it's always true. I love all the different perspectives we get. All right. Anyways, moving on to our question that we put on our Instagram yesterday was, do you have any questions for us? And we got a few answers, but we're only going to read one, and
well,
we're going to like do them
every day. I'm actually thinking we can read two, because the first one we have answered before, and it's pretty easy.
Okay.
It's just from Blanca. She just asked, how old are you guys? And I'm 22, finishing my senior year in college.
I'm 16, finishing my sophomore year in high school.
So, yeah, that's an easy one. I'm glad you asked it, though, because I think we do have a couple more listeners, because I do know...
we're cousins.
Oh, yeah, we're cousins. Nick Lonnie put our interview on his story, and after that, we gained a couple new followers.
Ooh, that's
stuff,
cool.
So
thanks,
there
Nick.
There probably are some new listeners, so I'm glad you asked that right now. So another question was from Daniel Dodge, and from Daniel Lord. Oh,
why'd you
God.
Say Dodge? Who's Daniel Dodge?
I have no idea. I saw the double D in Dodge game to my, mind. All right.
Not a real person, but anyways,
Daniel Lord, Daniel D Design, responded or asked, what's the best movie of 2019?
Oh dear. Is The Hate U Give 2019?
I don't know. mine would be Knives Out, probably. It's just Knives Out's a really good movie, kind of like a twist on detective story. It's awesome. But I also got to give a shout out to Avengers Endgame, because that movie was also awesome. Best movie experience I ever had.
Okay, I think The Hate U Give was 2018, but I'm going to pretend I didn't see that and just say The Hate U Give. It's a really good movie, and it also, it's a book first, so if I were you, I'd read the book and then watch the movie, because that's really interesting. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
And for our last question, or do we count those as two or one?
No, one. We'll do.
Okay, one. Two more questions. So this one was on manintelligence.com. Really random. I found it on Pinterest through that. Anyways, I'm sorry, guys. I'm really disheveled today. And Mac just said we have new listeners, so now I'm stressing out. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the first episode they're going to listen to, and we might not even have an intro. Okay, anyways. So you find an elephant, and you're not... You have an elephant. You're not allowed to get rid of it. What do you do with it?
I think that is the calling. It's fate telling me to open a zoo. So I start...
No. You can't open a zoo. You're not allowed.
Okay.
Because that's so sad. Then you have to get more animals, and the animals don't deserve to be taken.
Well, I would treat them very nice.
No, it doesn't matter. You don't have enough land for them.
I would buy more land.
You're not allowed to get a zoo. Right. Animals can't
well,
be caged
Well, then I guess
in.
I'll just keep the elephant in my backyard and be like, if anyone wants to see an elephant, here's an elephant.
You'd nurture him and love him.
Yeah, it'd be a pet elephant. It'd be a great way to pick up some chicks. I'd be like, hey, what's up, ladies?
I feel like when it's a baby, maybe, but then when it's a big elephant, it's just like...
I think it's a good conversation. Like, hey, I have an elephant.
And then they'd be like, okay, this guy's a weirdo. Let's move on. Yeah, I can't say that saying you had an elephant would...
I don't know.
Anyways, you know, next question.
Well, what would you do?
I just said I would love it and nurture it.
Oh, okay. So what's the spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
So when I was in Maine, I had a hot pepper from a farm stand. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was spicy.
When I was at Rogers High School, my Spanish teacher had these peppers that from Spain that were like the hottest in the world, and if I ate it, I got 10 more points on my final. So I ate it, had a terrible reaction to it. They called 911 and I had to go to the hospital.
Who was that?
Mr. Caldwell.
And
yeah, it was pretty embarrassing, but I ended up not having to take the final, so worth it.
Oh, he just said like,
well,
because
it was during the it was like right before the final he ate the
So then he was just like, you know what?
Well,
you win.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go to the hospital.
That's really funny. And also kind of concerning, but funny. Only at Rogers.
It was fantastic.
All right, so I guess this could be a short episode today, but I'm fine with it. You know, it's Wednesday. We just want to chill out, relax. It was really nice out today. Did you do anything fun?
Went for a 12-mile rollerblade.
Wow, Matt,
yeah,
where did you go?
So if my energy seems down, it's because I'm pretty tired.
I worked out with Jane and Emma in... like outside in the driveway, which was really nice thing to do because normally we just do it in the basement and you know, it's like dark and hot and not as enjoyable, but outside, you know, hearing the birds tweeting or whatever, chirping, that's the word. It was nice. What else did I do? I went on a walk, which was also very nice. You know, getting outdoors. I think this might get a little easier as it gets nicer because I think being able to go outside is a great thing to do. So, yeah. I guess we're into quotes.
Yeah, I guess so. Why not?
So, this quote just popped up randomly on when I was on Manintelligence. I think it's an ad, but I'm just going to read it. One of the greatest discoveries a man makes, one of his great surprises, is to find he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do. Henry Ford. Wrote a great quote, you know? I'm not even going to unpack that one because I don't know what to say.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, great quote.
So mine is from the movie Braveheart. And every man dies, but not every man really lives. And, you know, that's just...
food for thought, you know? Live your life. Maybe not right now, but, like, later.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, right now you, like, can't go out and be like, oh my gosh, you're so right, I'm going to open a restaurant. Probably not the best time to do that. But, like, you know, other options for living your life. Okay, I'm rambling. I always do this at the end of episodes.
It's just so sad to leave.
No, I don't know what to say. Okay, guys.
Not our best episode.
Yeah, not our best episode.
But it's all right.
Hopefully we can get that interview.
You win some, you lose.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's pretend this didn't happen and move on. Stay safe.